You are listening to BensTorah.com.
HaBaruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach, the Hagdama, the preface to what we typically label as the Birchas Kriya Shema. Sefer Tanya, Perek Mem Tes, is already bothered. Why do we call these the Brachas of Kriya Shema? Granted, they happen to precede the actual recitation of Kriya Shema, but we don't recite them. Hasher Kedeshana B'mitzvosev Tzivano Al Mitzvos Kriya Shema, even though it is a mitzvah deraisa. But yet, the sprach, the vernacular always is, these are the Brachas of Kriya Shema. Explains the Baal HaTanya and Perek Mem Tes that these are the Hachonos for Kriya Shema. Dainu, Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Socham Shemayim, followed immediately thereafter by the Haftar Shem Lokecha. That means that being Mekabel Mechushmaim directly leads us into a mandate that you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How am I going to love God? Oh, wait a second. Just put that on hold for a minute. Let's go on and start with, well, who created the world? Who created the Moros? Who gave us life? Who gave us the Torah that enables us to live life to the best degree? The Cheirus. Ein Lecham Ben Chorin Lemi Shoseg B'Torah. Once we understand who created the world, who the Boreas HaKol is, who the Yotzer HaMa'oros is, who the, gave us the Torah Avinu Barachaman, the same Yubeinu Lahavinu Haske V'chulei, and now you know who created the world, now you know who gave us the Torah, and now you know who loves us, Ava Rabba Avtanu. If Hashem loves us, we have to reciprocate accordingly. Be makabo the Omachu Shemayim, because he's the Melech HaOlam Adon Olam Hashem Moloch, V'teron Kol Yitzir Nevrois, highlighting the Malchus of Hashem by creating the world, by giving us the Torah. Now that we're Makabel the Malchus, you could go and venture right into V'Ahavta. As Hashem Elokecha, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. Understandably now, we could do that and accomplish that based on the preceding Birchas Kriya Shema. That's the Baal HaTanya. We're not going to go through the Birchas Kriya Shema. We're just going to describe the Seder HaDvarim. Alpi the Maral Miprak. Let's start first with a separate Maral. This is a Maral in his Drosha L'Shabbos Shuvah. And the Maral says, why do we have to add anything on to Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach? The shots, the Shliach Tzibur says, okay, everybody, it's a Dabar Sheva Kedusha, we need a minion in order to recite it. And he turns to us and says, let us go and be Mevorach Hashem. HaMevorach, who is the Blessed One, is the Rashba writes in Chedusha Godus, Brochas Dav Zayin Amin Aleph. Blessed One in the sense, Hashem naturally doesn't need any of our brachas. Hashem is blessed in the sense that He is the makor of kol brachas kula. Hashem is the source, the origin of all the brachas by recognizing Baruch Atah Hashem, that Hashem is blessed. What does it mean that Hashem is blessed? That all the brachas in the world are noveya, they emanate ach varach solely from Hashem Yisbarach. He alone is the makor of kol brachas kula. So all the shefarav and all the tosefes bracha that I ask for, just like a mayan, as a spring, it starts out from a little area and it gets larger and larger. Hashem, you are the bracha, you are the brecha, you are the spring of life that infuses, that's mashpia, that exerts your influence over every chelik of the bria, every aspect of creation. So we recognize that Hashem is the makor of kol brachas kulam, the source of every bracha in the world. And now let's go ahead and be mavarech it. The Rishonim explain, again, Hashem doesn't need our bracha, but we need to do it. You need to be someone, Rabbi Kivager is Marach on this Yisod. Hashem doesn't need our brachas, but what does He want? Like the Rishonim, He wants us to recognize that He alone is the source of all the brachas in the world. So why do we have to constantly now be Mavarachim? So just say it once. Okay, Hashem, I started my davening, you're the source. Terence says, we need to do it for ourselves. You need to constantly reignite that spark that says, all of my life, everything comes solely from the Ribono Shel Olam. Baruch Hu, let's continue to bless Him. Let's continue to bless Him, not because He needs it, but because we need it. Explains Rabbi Kivager. We need to constantly be Mevorach Hashem to never lose sight of who the source of all the Shefa Rav and all the Tosef has broken in the world is, and that's solely Acharach, the Ribono Shel Olam. So now we go back to the Maral. Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach, let us together now continue to bless Hashem, who is the Blessed One. So Baruch Hashem HaMevorach. Okay, we did it. Baruch Hashem HaMevorach. What do we have to add? Li'olam Vayad forever. Why do we have to add anything? He asked us to. Baruch Hashem HaMevorach. So we now are going to be Mevorach together. Baruch Hashem HaMevorach. And that's a Maisa Kiddush Hashem. Ad Kedei Kach, to the extent The poskim Rosh Shlomo Zalman and others talk about this. And let's say you have a suffix whether or not you should recite a Birchas HaGomel. So what is Gomel? Getting up and being Mevarech and Mishabech Mahalal Hashem Yisbarach. Who saved you? Arbo Chayel from the Hodus, the Gemara Brochus, the bottom of Nadal and Amud Beis. You have cases, and the poskim talk about what external cases might be included in these four general cases. But a Cholash and a Srape, Bechulei, someone is Yotzei and Beis HaSurim, someone who crosses over the Yam, someone who crosses over the Midbar, the general four categories. Arbo Chayel from the Hodus. Let's say you have a Suffolk, or let's say a child, people mistakenly think that if you have a son or daughter under the age of Bar Bat Mitzvah, that you could say a gomel for them. The post can make it very clear. There's no such thing as a parent reciting a gomel for a child. It's a brocha yavam the hodis. It's a brocha that you mechuyif to say. If the ben or bas are under bar bas mitzvah ages respectively, they have no chiyuv. So if they're not a bar chiyuv, you can't go ahead and say the gomel apart to them. They're not a bar chiyuv b'chlal. So what do you do? Rosh Hashanah says you can teach your children when they get up in the morning and they say in the end of brachas hashachar that Hashem is gomel chasod and tovim na'amo Yisrael. Have in mind that that will exempt the Birchas HaGomel. Or, most can say, the whole idea is what? Praising Hashem in public. That's why Birchas HaGomel should be by a day of Kriyas HaTorah of Leining, by a minyan when there are more people. You have to go and recite the Birchas HaGomel. Hamamela, do it for the piersum. So if you have a suffik, Birchas HaGomel, what should you do? Get an aliyah in shul, or if the wife has a suffik, have her husband represent her, be the shliach, and he will say, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, everybody, let's bless Hashem Yisbarach, and they'll respond in kind, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, Leon Levad, yes, let's thank Hashem. And that's a me'ena berachas agom. Again, the idea is repeating what the Shat says, asks the Maral and the Sroch and the Shabbashuvah, why the need to add on the words, the Olam Vayev?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
To which the Maral responds as follows. We have a well-known Gemara, and the end of Noser, the end of Brochus, Tafan and Gimel Amud Beis, that says, Godol Ha'ona Omen Yosem and Emavorach. Someone who answers Amen is greater than the one who recited the original bracha. The Marshal explains in the Chiddush HaGadol, the Chiddush writes in the name of the Zera Barech, what's greater about answering Amen? When someone makes a bracha, they're thinking the shame Havaya, Yudke Vavke, but they're certainly not enunciating the OCOs of shame Havaya, Yudke Vavke. What are they enunciating? They're expressing and articulating the shame Havaya, the shame Etzem, as the shame Adonus. They're pronouncing an Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So they're thinking Yudke Vavke, they're only reciting Aleph Dal Nun Yud. But the one who answers Amen is bringing them together because Amen is Aleph Mem Nun Gematria 91, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, Aleph Dal Nun Yud is 65, 26 to 65 is Amen. Go the Ona Amen Yosef of Arich, right? It's the Mashal because you're bringing them together. You're bringing the two Shemas of Hashem, the Shem Apnimi and the Shem that's in the Skala, the Shem Etzem and the Shem that's manifest in the outside world. Hashem is the Adon HaKol. You're bringing them together. That Amen is great.
But you're affirming of the Adon HaKol because Amen is Kel Melech Nem.
That's Kamach Nehman, right? That's another idea behind the word Amen. So adds the Maral in his Rosh Hashanah as follows. He says, you know why you have to answer Amen? Because you just heard Hashem Hashem. You heard Hashem Hashem in the context of a bracha. Once you heard one of the askaros, one of the shemas of Hashem Yisbarach, he's supposed to say Amen. You're masking to it. If you just repeat what the Shliach Tzibur said, in the end of the day, you're not being mosif anything on the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a Mela, if you're not mosif on the shvach, that itself seems to be a shtickle bizoyin to Hashem Yisbarach. He just said the Shliach Tzibur Baruch Hashem Mavorach. So what did you do? All you're doing is echoing him. Baruch Hashem Mavorach. So what did you add? He had to do it. Somebody has to make a bracha. They want to eat the apple, they have to say their praise. But you just had a schus Hashem put you in a situation, you heard Shem Hashem. Now do what? Be Mosef unto what he just said. How are you Mosef? You answer Amen. By answering Amen, I'm adding something to his bracha. I'm being ma'ames in the bracha. So what are you adding on to Baruch Hashem? If you just say Baruch Hashem Mavorach, he didn't add anything. You got to add on to the Shvach. Otherwise, what are you doing? You're saying, well, I happen to be here. Okay, I'll repeat. I'll echo what he said. I'll parrot what he said. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem says, you heard something, add on to it. We have a minute. You wish someone, I'll get Shabbos. Many people say, get Shabbos Kajor. Kajantiv Kajor. Why? You're supposed to answer back with the Bracha now. Add something new onto it. Supposed to be Mosif onto the Bracha. So now you just heard Hashem's name. Don't just parrot what you just heard. Say that you really mean it really means something to you. You want to be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what, Hashem, I love you so much. I'm not just going to repeat what the Shatz told me to say. I will start Baruch Hashem and Mevarach, but then I'm going to add those two words, the Olam Vayev, that it should be forever. So that's the morale in his Drosh and the Shabbos Shuv. And now we get to the Brochas of Kriyashma. What do we have, number one? And we talk about the Indian of Or. Hashem is the Yotza Or. He's Borei Choshech. He is Meir Laaretz. It's all about the Or, and that's why we conclude the Chasima is Me'in Psicha. What is the Chasima right before Avarabba? We say Baruch to Hashem, Yotza Hamoros. We're talking about Hashem who created, who fashioned the Moragadol, the Morakotan, the sun, the moon, the stars. He gave us light. He gave us light in this world. That is all called Bracha number one. Bracha number two is Avarabba Avtanu. That concludes Bocher Be'amo Yisro Be'avo. And then we have a third Bracha after reciting Kriya Shema. Emes V'yatzeh begins the conclusion of Gal Yisrael, the Chasima, leading us right into Shemoneh Esrei Yemasomech Geulah Tefillin. What's the idea of these brachas? What are we doing here? Let's turn to the Maral and the Sivas Olam and the Siv Avodah Perek Zayin. And the Maral Miprag explains as follows. Number one is we start with Olam Hazeh. You're talking about Hashem Yisbarach creating the world. That's the beginning of everything. Meaning we're all making a chana now, as the Baal HaTanya told us, not just to be a haftal, what's going to get us to love God, but we have to understand what's going to get us to be Makabel O Malchus Shemayim. So we have to lead up to Malchus of Hashem Yisbarach. How do we get there? Maral says we have three categories, three hanhagas, how Hashem runs the world. We have number one, the Olam HaTeva, Elokim, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Elokim, Gematria 86, Gematria writes, the Shlo writes, Bereishis Chochma HaTeva. Hashem gave us HaTeva, gave us the world. Now, if you were to ask someone, what creation sums up this world? What came right at the beginning of creation? Or the Maoros. In the end of the day, without a sun, we wouldn't have a world. We need photosynthesis. And even more basic, more primitive than the chemical elements and aspects of what photosynthesis is doing and how the sun's rays are giving us life is just a metzius. We wouldn't be able to function on if we didn't have light. What's giving us light? What's giving us light is the sun. The Maral writes in a number of places, we can only behold the metzius amitis when we have light. Light is what gives us shalom. That's why the Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel Beis Shalom Bayis is when you light lights in the house, so you could see where you're going. You don't bump into it. Why did God give us a big toe? So we could figure out where all the furniture is. Right, in the end of the day, right, we have a big toe. It tells us where we bump into. If you don't have a light, you bump into things all the time. The only way we could behold the Metzius Amitis is Ayyidei Ors. The Maral says that's why it's the beginning of the creations, and that sums up the world. You can get around Olam Hazeh. You could build Olam Hazeh. You can work in Olam Hazeh once you have Or. And that's why it's all interrelated. The photosynthesis, the rays of the sun, the everything positive that comes out, it's got to be the light. So that sums up the Olam HaTeva. And that's why people who want to ignore the existence of God, so what are they bowing down to? The sun, moon, and stars, the Maoros. That's the Indian of Elohus. And that God gave divine-like qualities to the sun, moon, and stars. And that's what he meant. And the Aser Sedibus Le'ilu Chalohim Acheram Aponai. Don't bow down and don't worship the sun, moon, and stars. Famous Meshach Chochma Parshas Lech Lecha. Since so many people were doing so, that's why after the sun was introduced as the Mor HaGadol, henceforth in time and never again will be referred to as the Mor HaGadol. What's its name? The Shemesh, to highlight continuously that its sole tafkid is to do what? To be Meshamesh, to serve. It's here to serve God, not to be a God in and of itself, not to be the Mor HaGadol. It's just to be a Shemesh, just to be Meshamesh. So that is number one. Maral says, that's Olam HaTeva. So we just said we're going to bless Hashem Yisbarach. Who is the blessed one? He's the makor of all the brachas. What did Hashem do? He is Oseh Shalom over Eyes HaKol. He created everything in the world. What Oseh Shalom? Because Shalom Bayis. It's all connected to light. Shalom, peace, harmony. Is that what? There's light. We can exist. We can function. We have tranquility. It all goes together. The Or, the Metzias, the Brio, the Borei Eyes HaKol. HaMeir La'aretz. He shines the light down. Ula Dorim Alea Barak. We have a world. Hashem created the world. That is Olam HaTeva, and that is the Hanhoga of the world of Teva. That is HaTeva 86, Elokim 86. That is aspect number one. And then we get to Avarabba Avtanu, which is a reference to what? To giving us the Torah. Avinu Malkeinu Bavora Vaseinu, Shabbatuchu V'cha, V'atalamdeim Chukei Chayim. You taught them the Torah, the statutes of life. Avinu Amarachim and Amarachim. That's why we sing this. Shavuos Simchas Torah. Hashem gave us what? The ability L'Kayim is called Divrei Tamah Torah Secha Bi'ava. V'Hareinenu B'Sura Secha. Take the Or and light up our eyes with the Or of the Torah. We don't just want the light in order to function in the world. We want light in order to learn the Torah. To light up, to illuminate our mind, our Seichel, our intellect with the R of the Torah. I'm a Mela, that's Talmud Torah, and that is the medium through which Hashem showed His love for us. Avarabba Avtanu took us out of Mitzrayim to bring us to Matan Torah, to give us the gift of the Torah. That's Avarabba, and that's why Halacha Lamaisa, Meseches Brachos, Daf Yad Aleph Amud Beis, Paskin and Aruch Chaim and Shulchan Aruch, Simim Mem Zayin, Siv Zayin. What happens if a person gets up in the morning and he or she forgets to recite Berachas HaTorah that both men and women are obligated in, whether it's a Berachas HaShachan Ado, whether it's a Berachas HaMitzvah on the Torah? What if you forgot to recite it? Don't worry, Kvar Nifter. This is the Mamali Mokum. It'll take the place of your Berachas HaTorah. This is a form of Berachas HaTorah. You're thanking Hashem, you're being Meshabechim for giving us the greatest gift in the world of the Torah. And that is a Anhaga, that's Me'al HaTeva. Dahainu. Torah is in the world of Teva, but it's Lamala Min HaTeva. When was the Torah given? On day number 50. What is day number 50? After 7 times 7, which is a Shlemus in the Olam HaTeva, everything in this world is 7. When you take 7, multiply it by 7, that's 49. The Torah is given on Yom HaChamishim, no specific day, because the Torah is not confined to any one given day. Yubei Necha Kechadoshim, every day it has to be like new. The Torah is a Metzius that's in this world, but it's above this world, hence it's going to be given quite appropriately. Explains the Maral and Teferes on Yom HaChamishim, which is the beginning of the 8th week, 8 Lamala Min HaTeva. That's why we can only start learning and understanding Torah once you have a Bris Milah, which is given on day number 8. It's all about 8. Klai Yisrael is Lamala Min HaTeva. You get a Bris Milah on day number 8. We get the Torah, which is Kulo Sichli, Kulo Ruchni, at the beginning of week number 8, on a day that's not even a day, that we don't even know. We just know it's Yom HaChamishim. It's the beginning of the 8th week. It's the 50th day. That's why 50 Shari Bina, 50 Shari Tara. It's above and beyond this world, but it's still within this world. 8 is in Teva, but it's the Malam and the Teva. Gets us to Chanukah. Chanukah were Nisim that took place in the realm of Teva, but they were Nisim, Lamaylam and Teva. But it's still all in the world of Teva. That's the world of Tyrus. So the Maral says that's Hanhaga, a Hanhaga of Klai Yisod. I knew there's one Hanhaga of the world. How Hashem reacts to all is Nivraim within the larger context of how Hashem is knowing, klapi, vis-a-vis every chelik of the Bri and all the nations of the world. Then there's Klai Yisrael. That's why Avarabba Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. He is our God who loves us. He's Chem Legedera Serchamata Aleinu. He is Avinu. He is Malkeinu. He is the Abishter who was Talamdeim to our of us. This is all about us, not the world anymore. We left the world, which is the Marachas HaKlali, and now we go to Marachas HaPrati, which focuses on the Torah that was given solely to Klal Yisrael. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Brachas Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, by Matan Torah, he had 3 bakoshes. One is Shetishre Shechina Al Yisrael, V'shalo Tishre Shechina Al Umos Olam. Request number 1 and 2. And let the Shechina rest on Klal Yisrael. I might have to know, because it doesn't show the love. If a person gets married to one woman, then he marries another woman at the same time, that's not a sense of exclusivity. It doesn't highlight the love. It's got to be one and not the other. That's Kedushin. Asula Kuliyamaka Hekdish. She now is Asura to the rest of the world. That's Avaram Avtanu. He gave us the Torah. That's Sina, Yorda Sina, La'akam Olav, Shamas Peitesim and Aleph. Now there's animosity, now there's anti-Semitism, because the guy in the nation world recognized Hashem loves us, gave us the Torah, everybody else is out of the picture. That's on Hanukkah number 2. Then we have Kriya Shema. Now that we have Anhaga number 2. And we have the Torah, now we have an obligation to what? To be Makaba Omach HaShemayim and to love Hashem back. We have to reciprocate that love accordingly. So we go through Kriya Shema, which naturally we will spend a lot more time on. We see out the Shemaya. We close the section of Kriya Shema with Emes V'Yatziv, going into what? Going into the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the nisim and aflos that Hashem has done to us. Ezra Salvasenu Atahume Olam. He's always a Magin. He's always a Moshiach. Levneach B'chol Dor V'Dor. He's always doing nisim and aflos. And then what? We Mitzrayim Gal Tanu B'Yisavon P'Risanu. And then we go into detail, into protrote, when it comes to what? We're Mefaret Kabachrei Marakta V'Chok Yadni Yam Subagata. This is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're Maruch Yetzias Mitzrayim, leading us into Gal Yisrael. What's the idea? Explains the Marami Prague. A Hanhaga, world of Nisim and Aflos, is even above the Hanhaga Satira. Why? Because Hashem made a world that's supposed to function, Olam Kimenhaga Noheg. It's supposed to be running its course, Mother Nature running its course. Hashem can give us the Torah within this world so that we can be Makanish, sanctified, the Gashmi Ayyadeh, the Torah. So we're living with the Torah in this world, but Me'ala Teva. A world of Nisim and Aflos is outside of this world of the Gamri. Hashem said, the world's going to run this way. I'm taking you now, Me'al HaRakia, Me'al HaShemayim, And when I do nisim and aflos that contradict the world that I created, all right, it's the morale that's even on a higher level. It's michutz leteva legamri. So we have the world of teva, a world in teva, but lamayla min teva, and then we're mafki ourselves in the world of teva legamri. Hashem sometimes will take Klal Yisrael out of the marachas hakholi of the olam and have us be subject, the recipients of nisim and aflos that are way me'al hateva, that are mufkon from the olam hateva, and that is Klal Yisrael. That's number three. Those are nisim and aflos of Yetzias Hashem, and those are the three anhagas. Right? The morale, there are no more categories. Those are the three categories that encompass every other anhaga is there contained within one of the aforementioned categories. There's Elokim, Hateva, the world of Teva, highlighted by the best source of Teva, the sun, the Yotzaor, the Boreas HaKol, is highlighted by the Meir La'aretz. We close out with the Yotzaim Aorus, then we go to Hanhaga number two, the Hanhaga of Torah, that's Avarabo. Hashem says He loves us, He's going to have us sanctify the world of Teva. We'll be in Olam Hazeh, but we'll be Makadesh Olam Hazeh, Ayyadei the Torah. And then after Yimakabo Choshamayim, and after you love Hashem back, Hashem says, once you do that, there'll be times that I will take you out of the world of Teva, and I will carry you in a Maru of nisim and aflos all the way through. That's the Dor HaMidbar. What's Dor HaMidbar? The desert is the greatest thing in Olam Hazeh that's outside of Olam Hazeh. It's in this world, but what's this world? This world is. We have plants, vegetation, animals. The desert is what? No animals, no plant, no vegetation. Water, the staple of our existence. Barely any water in the desert. No trees, nothing. You're in a world that's in this world, but it's kilo removed from this world. And how am I going to carry you in a world that's the most rachuk from all of Teva, where you don't see Teva functioning on a daily basis? It's bedavka there that I'm going to give you the Gimel Matanas Tovas, Tanis Tav Tesman Aleph. I'll give you a man, I'll give you a bear, I'll give you an Ananiah Kavod, and I will carry you in a whole different existence. Nothing can affect you. Snakes and scorpions, lions, tigers and bears, they won't be able to lay a finger on you. Anyone shooting arrows, nothing can touch you. Portable air conditioning service, you'll have the clothes will grow in you miraculously, which is totally negative to Teva. You will have the man, which is Lechem Shemalachi, Ashari Sochlamo. You're eating and drinking like Malachim. You're not in this world. Even the Mayim, when I give you Mayim, which is the staple of our existence, writes the Chidah, quoting the Tzemach David, the same quality that was in the man, that it encompassed every possible taste to mankind, so too, the water of the Be'er Shemiriam had every possible taste, every drink conceivable to mankind. Same type of quality. It was a drink, it was a water that it was outside of this world. The lechem was outside of this world. It's all shaykh to the world of Shemayim. Mechutz l'tava, that's the Olam HaNisim. That's why we have these three bochas that are forming the reka, the backdrop, the background, the setting for Kriya Shema. You want to be Makamba Omocha Shemayim and you want to love Hashem? Shema Yisro Baruch Shem Kivon Machuso. And we have to recognize the Malchus of Hashem. First, you have to recognize that He created the world, that He's the Boreas HaKol, He's the Melech. Then within that, He gave us our own Marocha of enabling and empowering us to rise above and beyond the world of Teva. And then He takes us to His world of Kisei HaKovet, of Machusu Yisbarach, of the Malchus Hashem, when we're Zoyche, He'll give us Nisim and Aflos and carry us as He is the Melech, and only He can, outside of the world Legamri. And that's what sums it up. Why do they... Anshe HaKnesset Gedolah, why were they masader it in this fashion? Alpi writes the Rokeach, one of the Gedolah Rishonim is Peirush HaTfilos, and they followed the model of none other than David HaMelech. And David HaMelech writes in Tehillim Kapitul Yotes, if you look in the Metzuda Tehillim, Davis writes, what is Kapitul Yotes about? The magnificence of God's creation and the glory of His Torah are proclaimed in this psalm. So what do we do? We're talking about the Shemayim. And then he goes into what? After he's hiding the highlighting the Shemayim, and Paul Sakei writes, David La Shemesh Samoa Behem. For the sun, He has set a tent in their midst. The sun, Hashem created the world, and He gave us what? He gave us a Shemayim Asaprim, but He gave us the sun. And then we get to what? A few psukim later, after we talk about Hashem creating the world of Teva, then Pasuk Ches, Torah Hashem Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh, Eidas Hashem Ne'amonim Achim Espasi, Pekuri Hashem Yeshurim Samchelev, Yeres Hashem Tahora, it's Umishvate Hashem Eves. We're talking about what? The Torah and its precepts, the Torah and its mitzvahs, and that is While we have all these five, Mefarshim, the Kabbalim even speak, we have these five mentions of Hashem. This is all about Hashem Yisbarach giving us the Bria, all these mentions of Hashem, Torah Hashem, Temi Eid Hashem, all surrounding the Torah, different Ramazim. This is Hashem Yisbarach not only creating the world, but giving us the Torah. And how do we close Kapitel Yates? Yilarot Zinamari Fiva Hegel Nivla Vanecha. Hashem is what? Tsuri Vagoli, not just my rock, the foundation of my existence, but he is my redeemer, he is Goali. How do we close this section? Goal Yisrael. Amela writes the Rokeach. David HaMelech described the world. First, let's talk about the world. Then, let's talk about the Torah. Then, let's talk about Hashem as our Redeemer, as only He can redeem us from this world to take us out of all the confines and parameters, out of all the mitzarim of all the mateva, out of all the mitzrayims of the world. And that is the pattern, writes the Rokeach. First, we start with the Olam, with the Anhaga of Teva. Then, we go on to the world of Torah, the world of Anhaga, Lamalim, and Ateva. And then, we go to the world of Nisan, that's outside of this world, Bichlal. We don't have the same arichus and the parallel brochus of Kriya Shema D'Arvis because we don't need to. Since the day begins with daybreak, with shacharis, with shachar, and the sun coming up in the morning, writes the Ramcha, Ramosha Chaim Letzado, who came a century later, the Maral, living into the beginning of the 1600s, comes the Ramcha in the beginning of the 1700s, and he writes in Derech Hashem, and Chelek Dalet Perek Dalet Simen Yad Aleph as follows. He says, we have three brochus at Kriya Shema. And this is somewhat connected to the Maral. He says, what do we do with? We start with the brachas and the shvachim, al klal habriyas kulam shema meschachim yom yomo. We talk about the general category of every act of creation that Hashem is continuously recreating anew. We get up to daven. What do we have to say every day? We recognize Hashem because every day it's a new Hashem in the sense that He's creating the whole world all over again. The whole world is being recreated anew, day in and day out. That's number one. Then comes what? Then Hasheni is klal min ha'noshim hanu Yisrael, shemin ha'odam be'emes. First we talk about how Hashem is Bori Asakol. He's also Shalom. And we'll talk in that context of what the Malachim do. That's all part of the Seder of the Olam that Hashem created. All sorts of Nivrod. And He knows the Maile Mikulam. That's Yisrael. That's Avarab Avtanu. That's Klai Yisrael. And that's where Klai Yisrael goes hand in hand with the Torah. Kochim Rechav Yisrael V'araisachadu. We're one on one with the Torah. After we talk about Hashem having created everything in the world, Hashem created Yisrael. That's Avraham Avtanu, created a new nation, a new people, and we are the Si Hadarga, the culmination of all the manifold acts of creation. We are the Klal Min Anoshi, but we are Yisrael, which is a category by itself, writes Rehito Levi in the Kuzari. We are the representatives of the Min, the species of Adam Emes. Yevama Samachalaf Amarav Atam Kareem Adam. Ve'inam Asolam Kareem Adam. We are the ideal man. We are Avino Avarachamon. And that is number two. Mela Dafka, we can recite the Shema. Dafka, we can give Nesinas Goldel to Kavon Machusu Baruch Shem. And therefore, after Kriya Shema, writes to Ramchal. Then we talk about what? Since Hashem loves us, and He chose us to be Kadosh, chose us to be the pinnacle of all the different acts of creation. Now what do we do? We're Masader, yet an additional bracha after we Makabo Choshmayim, after we alone are His avodim, we are His servants, we are His sons. Now we thank Hashem for all the nisim gedolim that He has done for us. Ha'ikar hu yetzias mitzrayim befrotav, mesudah pisodosav, amitim acholav chanosav. That's why we're maruch yetzias mitzrayim. It's a new people, it's a new nation, the nation that Hashem chose us. So why are we maruch so much more in the morning than the night? Because Hashem is machadish v'tuvo in the day, creates the world anew. Hinei ikar inyan we get up in the morning, Hashem just now recreated the world anew. We had the sun. So what do? We're going to be marech in the morning. So what are we adding at night? We add certain things at night. Lefi inyan halayla. We'll add hashkivenu amenuchas halayla v'hashenu b'chol b'chinoses. That's brachas hashkivenu. So we'll add things that have to do with nighttime. And we should insert here the Vilna Gaon. We will make certain shinoi nuschos, all warranted by the fact that it's night. We say avarabba. Why? Because in the day, what do you see? A great love that Hashem chose us. At night, when you're in the choshech of the golus, what does avarabba change to? Avas olam. Why? explains the Siddur HaGra, Avarab Hashem loved us a great love, and that's Lahagid Babokar Chesdach. When you see the Chesed and the Rachman of Hashem, you see a great love. At night, you don't see the love. You don't have the Metzias anymore. Emunas Chavaleilas, then we need Emuna. What do we say when we're walking and living with Emuna? Avas Olam. We don't see the great Ava, but even more importantly, perhaps, we see an Avas Olam, an eternal Ava, that Hashem loves us eternally without any hefsek, any interruption at all, zosameris, even in the choshech of Golus, in the long and bitter exiles, and we don't see, we don't experience, we can't recognize the Ava Rabba of Tanu, we might not see that, but we believe in our heart of hearts, Avas Olam, that Hashem loves us forever, through thick and thin, through the choshech of Golus, so we will make Shina Nischos in accordance with the night and what it represents. We'll add a Hashkaveinu, because now Hashkaveinu, we're going to sleep, but we don't have to be Marech in the Brochus. Avas Olam is much shorter than Avarabba. I'm much shorter than Marech, and we talk about Yotzam Oris Marev Aravim, a shorter Brochus. Why? Because you already were Marech in the morning. And that's the Iker Zman of the Yischachas HaMetzias. Se'ein Ze'ele Kamo Gemar and Yonah Shal Yemash Shalom. So we're just chazering over what we said in the morning. I'm a Melo. We will have a Me'ein of all the Bruchas of Kriyash Masha Shacharis. Ach Yosir B'Ktzara. We'll have it in an abbreviated elliptical format. Why? Ke'einu Ela Chazor Sadvar Mekitzar. That's all we have to do. We already said everything we needed to say at the beginning of the day. We're going to sleep at night. At the end of the day, let's chazer it over. Let's chazer it over, but let's make certain subtle shinuyim, and we'll make additions based on the fact that now it's nighttime, and we'll thank and praise Hashem in accordance with the night. But again, you see, for the Ramchal, somewhat of a parallel mahalich to the Maral Miprag in his Nesiv Solon Nesiv Avodah, we have three disparate components. Number one is the Olam Hazeh, the Olam Ateva, the world of light. Then we have the world of Klai Yisrael within the larger oral encompassing Marocha. We have the smaller Marocha of Merchas Yisrael, highlighted by the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah. And then we have the Omach HaShemayim, that's Kriya Shema, and we close with Hashem Tzuri V'Goli, like David HaMelech, Hashem's our Redeemer, He gave us Netzias Mitzrayim, a Marocha that's Mufko Legamri, that's outside of the realm HaTeva 100%.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Netzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in Shacharis, but the kids, we do everything by Marav.
Yes.
And Ramuna Chodos, we talked about Nisvar of Lois and Paro, all the things that his brother did for us there. So we're mentioning it again. We don't omit it.
Right, we should mention it again. And because the highlight of the Nisa is Bishas, when we became a nation, Hashem showed us that He loved us. And He took us out of the most powerful nation of the time.
And Shacharis.
And exactly. Right. Because Shacharis was the beginning of the day. That's when you're really makal. Hagim ha-boker chesdecha. That's when you're maruch. That's why Shacharis is so much longer than Ma'ariv. And the end of the day, Shacharis is the beginning of the day. Ma'ariv is just a chazor senyan with making the appropriate changes, revisions, and insertions based on the fact that now it's night. But bigger, you thank Hashem when the light comes up and the sun comes out. That's when you recognize these machanis v'tubuchay and tamra asabrashis. And night, you just have to chazor. So as the Baal HaTanya told us in Perek Mem Tes, that's what's referred to as the Birchas Kriya Shema, because that's the Hachana. But all of this is just to prepare us for what? For Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The starting point was Baruch Hashem and Baruch Li Olam Vod, which the Maral told us we added on to Baruch Hashem and Baruch, which the Reishis Chochma adds, by the way. The reason there are five words in Baruch Hashem and Baruch Li Olam Vod is because it corresponds to the five Chalokim of the Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechido. Right? The Reishis Chochma. You now have to reignite your neshama. Your neshama now is going to speak and thank Hashem Yisbarach. Baruch Hashem Baruch Li Yavod. Reignite, light up those five chalakim of the neshama corresponding to those five words. Talk about the world. Talk about Klai Yisrael. And now you're ready for Shema Yisrael.
But Yaakov Avinu is the one who created Baruch Hashem Baruch Li Yavod.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Amir Tashem. So now what do we have? We're not to Baruch Hashem. We said Baruch Hashem Baruch Li Yavod. In the beginning, in other words, we started, we have to tap, strike the chord of our neshama. Baruch Hashem Avorach, right? So Rishis Chachma, Baruch Hashem Avorach, and it's based on Medrash and Rus Rabba, that if you want to keep your neshama based on Kabbalah, this is the pasuk that enables our neshama to stay inside our guf. Baruch Hashem Avorach Li'olam Void, and it's five words connected to the five, corresponding to the five parts of the neshama. Now that your neshama is awake and alert and lit up, now you're ready to talk about the light and your interaction of your neshama with Olam Haz. And get to the highlight, which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we do by Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we know the minhag is, and this is how we'll close tonight, before we get into Shema Yisrael, Met Hashem, the next year we will then delve more deeply into what Shema is all about. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this is Achdusa Yisbarach, this is Malchusa Yisbarach, this is Hashem and the Kisei HaKavod, the Olam of Kisei HaKavod, that Hashem is the Melech, and this is outside of this world, higher than anything else. So, who is the one who could give us the gift of Shema Yisrael? Dafka the Bechir Shabbos, Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash Rabbah writes in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov is the one to give us the gift of Shema Yisrael. We see it even before the famous Gemara Pesachim Nevavim Vav and Aleph, what he heard from his sons on his deathbed. What did Yaakov do after the 22-year hiatus in Vayigash and Perek Mevav, when he met up with Yosef HaTzadik, his favorite, after that long hiatus? Shema Yisrael, okay, he takes all of his love and he channels it into Shema Yisrael. That means the Bechir Sheva Avos, who mastered the Torah, who was Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olam, the same in the Maral says, we have the world of Teva, then we have the world of Tyra. Only when you finish the world of Tyra, now you can appreciate Achdusi Yisbarach, which is the world of Kisei HaKavod, which is Lamaila Min HaTyra. Only Yaakov, who mastered Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olam, who was the Masmid par excellence, the quintessential Masmid, who was Kona the Torah Bishlei Musa. Yaakov goes back Shalem b'gufo b'mamono in Gashmis and b'taraso. Yaakov, who is the Ish Tam, he is Shalem. He is the one who is Yaakovino lo Mace. The opposite of Tam is Mace. If you are Yaakov Ish Tam, he's Mahapich, the Osios of Mace. He's Yaakov Ish MS. He's not the Mace. He takes Mace, connects it to Aleph, the Aleph of the world, which is Hashem, who is Echad Yochanim Yuchad. He is not Shaykh to Mace anymore, Yaakovino lo Mace. Whose image is there by the Kisei HaKavod, the only one whose image is by the Kisei HaKavod, which is the Lamaylam and Elam HaTeva, which is right by Machus Yisbarach, is the Mus Diyukun Asha Yaakov Avinu Bifrat, is Nechkak, is chiseled in and engraved, and to the Kisei HaKavod, that Yaakov, only he can give us the gift of Shema Yisrael. That's the Medrash Rabbah and Vayechi. Alpi the Maral, Alpi the Sfasemis, he gave us that gift of Shema Yisrael. And Melo, what does he want to hear in his deathbed more than anything else? He wants to hear Shema Yisrael. So why in the world do we have to cover our eyes when we recite Shema Yisrael? And what's this idea of covering our eyes? So where do we get it from? So where does it come from? No, it needs a makar. The Gemara says in Brochus, the beginning of the second parak, the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, when Rebbe was mekabel omachus shamayim upon himself, he would take his hand, cover his eyes, and then he would recite the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu with Baruch Shem. Writes Rabbeinu Asher, the Rosh and the Meiri, and Brachos Yud Gimel Amud Beis, this is the makar, the source that we cover over our eyes, B'shas Kriya Shema. So very good. So Rebbe did it, so we do it. Rebbe gave us the Mishnayos, he's the one who put all halachas together. So Rebbe did it, we do it. Now, we need to have two questions. Now, very good. What's the amkus? Why do we do it? It's very nice that he did it. Why did he do it? And why is Rebbe the one to be Mechadish? What did they do before Rebbe? Now, again, it could be that they had other ways, but Rebbe taught us this concept of taking the hand and putting it over the eyes. Writes of Huner as follows. This is in Pachad Yitzchak Igru Sukhsovim in Igra Peizayim, the very end, in Oschav Ches. Writes of Huner, the Derech Sha'otzim Ha'inayim Mishas Kriya Shema, why do we close our eyes? What's this idea of closing our eyes? Haydu Shemeshashi Tzorach B'Kavona Pnimis, Harei Achushim Ha'avim Afro. When you want to be Ma'orah, your inner Kavana, the greatest level of Kavana Ritzuya that you could possibly conjure up, Every one of the senses is Mahave Hafra, is an automatic blockage. Why? Because it distracts us. If you want to concentrate, but when you're concentrating, you leave your eyes open and your ears open, and everything is open, then what happens? You see everything. And then at the end of the day, what's the first chush that sees, the first that you see from a distance? You see, the chush ha'riyo is the first thing before you could touch something, before you could taste something, before you could smell something. Sight, you could hear, before, you see things from a distance. And that's the most distraction, that's the number one distraction. If you're missing what chush, are you nechshav kameis? Nedarim, samach dal anabeis, someone who's assumed as nechshav kameis. Why? Because he can't live in the world of reality. This all goes together. When we just said Baruch Hashem, Baruch Li Alavod, and we tapped the five parts of our neshama, we're ready now. We're awake. Baruch Hashem, Baruch. We dipped Sukkot Zimra. That was the Achana. We're now about to be Makamash. So first, you got to awaken the soul. So you woke in the soul. You said Amen, Kemach Neman. Notice Amen is an idea of adding on. Kriya Shema again is Kel Melech Neman. Amen. So now you got your neshama ready. What'd you start out praising? The Ara. You got to have your eyes open to see that Hashem gave us an Olam Hazeh, a world of Metzias. It starts with the Shemesh. It starts with beholding the world of Metzias. Someone who can't behold the world of Metzias, he can't seize, he can't appreciate, then it flows Amori, he can't thank Hashem properly. So in a sense, he is Mufka from the Olam Hazeh. He is Choshev Kameis. What do we do now? Now that we did it, we opened up our eyes and we saw the world. Now we want to have Kavana. We don't want to have any distractions, right? So Funder. So all the chushim act as a hafra, as a disturbance. Atzima seinayim hina me'in silik achushim. And what do? We're basically being masalik our chushim. It starts with our eyesight. When you shut down your eyesight, think about a little kid playing hide and go seek. Right? They put their hands over the wall. Nobody can see me now. Everybody can see. Oh, but if they can't see, nobody can see them. That's a natural thing. If you hide yourself, it's kilo. You don't feel you're part of the world anymore. You feel you're mufka from olam hazeh. That's what Avuner says. Close your eyes and now divorce yourself from this world. You're not part of this world anymore. You can be in your chair, you're playing hide and go seek. Kilo, I'm in this world, but I'm not in this world. I'm going to pretend. I'm going to shut down my eyes. I'm going to shut down my sight. I'm not interacting with this world anymore. That's Atzima Seinayim. That's closing my eyes. Now I can be more of the Kavanah Pinimis. I've Kilo temporarily left this world, and now I can be more of the Kavanah Pinimis. So that answers Atzima Seinayim. What's the idea of the hand? So the hand is something we mentioned in the past. Rav Rumble Shore in Halekach Valibuv. What's the idea of the hand? Hand is, this is my chilek agashmi biyoser. Yadayim yaday esav. I'm going to take my gashmias, and this works so beautifully with Rav Hunder. Rav Hunder is saying, leave this world, and now attach yourself to other worlds. Leave the world of Or. Leave the world of Metzias. Leave the world of interacting with the universe. Make yourself choshek meis and leave this world. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take all of my gashmi, my yadayim yaday esav. I'm going to take my yad and my fingers, which Rabbeinu Mechai says corresponds to all the chamisha chushim. I'm shutting down my chushim. I'm kilu demonstrating now practically. I'm being machnia and mevato, my five fingers. The Rabbeinu Chai says correspond accordingly to the five senses. I'm being mevato that to my chush ha'riyah, which in Kabbalah, that's where my chokhma, my seichel is. I'm being mevato that to my ruchnius. All of that is botul and mevotol to this world of the neshama. And I don't pay any attention to my hand anymore. That's why, as of Brahma Shore, you take the Yad Gamacho 14 and the names of the five fingers based on Ksuvas, the Tapa, Hayim, and Beis, the Godel, the Etzpa, the Amo, the Kemitza, the Zeres, add up the Gamachia of hand and the five fingers, it equals exactly 1,118. What do we say when we do this? Shema Yisrael Shema Kinesh Shema Chal equals precisely 1,118. As I say Shema Yisrael Hashem, I'm closing my eyes, I'm not in this world, I'm a Suma Chosh of Kemeis, I'm not appreciating the Or, the Metzias Amitis. I've left the world of Metzias. And to highlight that Hashem, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my means of interacting with the Metzias. All my chemisha chushim, which corresponds to the five fingers. I'm about to that to my Einayim, my Chochma, Ezu Chochem, Haroa Esanola, Tzanhedrin, Einei Ha'eda. I don't want to open up my Einayim. I'm about to my clay Maisa, my Yadayim and Esav. I'm about to Machni, I subjugate that and make it utterly subservient to the higher realm of sight, of Chochma, Ezu Chochem, Einov Berosho. And that is the idea. I leave this world and I take my hand and I cover my eyes. I'm outside of this world. Who is the one to teach us that? None other than Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu writes, Rav Chaim Yaakov Govicht, Rashiv of Kerem Yavne, Nasus Marochas, Aninoni Sukkis. Yaakov Avinu is in this world, but he leaves this world by that time when he's called an Aloha. You know when he's called a god? The Gemara Megillah says, when he fought with the Malach. Right? The Maral Gor Aryeh Pashas Vayishlach. Yaakovino left this world when he fought with the Malach. Why? So Rav Govich explains, based on the Maral, because Yaakov went back to Pachnik Etanim. What does that show? That even the smallest inyan of Gashmi that God gave me, something that cost pennies, a little thing of earthenware that I used to light Ner, a Pach Shemen, that I used to light lights, what am I doing? I'm taking that little Dover Gashmi, and I'm putting my life on the line because I need to use that to be Makadish in this world. And that moment that he's living in a world of Gashmias, but he shows that even his very existence is not worth it unless he can be Makadish and sanctify every Chilak HaGashmi, even the Pochus Dover Pochus Shavius and the Dover HaGashmi Meyoser, even that, he goes back for it. That's when he's called in Aloka B'tachdonim, V'niskav Hashem Levado, V'yivasa Yaakov Levado. Just like Hashem is Levado up there, he's Levando down here, and that's when he is called in Aloka, and that's when he is fighting with a Malach, That's when he got to this madrega of being in this world, but being kilo outside of this world. That's why the dust was kicked. That's Yaakov Avinu attaining this amazing madrega. And thus, when is he called Yisrael? Sarisa Malach. Now what? That he fought with the Malach, and he's like an Elohim. Yisrael, Yaakov Shema Yisrael. It all happened right here by this momentous encounter, that resting there. So he gives us that Shema Yisrael, and that is the darga of Yaakov Avinu. So not coincidentally, and with this we close, who's the one to show us that you have to take your gashmi biyot, your yadayim, and mean mevatel that to the ruchni? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Putting it together with Rav Hunder, that means I'm in this world, but I'm leaving this world. That's Yaakov Avinu. I'm in this world, but now he Keilu is leaving this world. That's the Shem Yisrael. That's fighting with Malachim who are not part of this world. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's the gift of Shema Yisrael. Only then can you recognize Hashem as Echad and Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso, giving and enhancing, intensifying that sense of the Machas of Hashem. Writes the Megala Amukos in a few places. Other Balei Machshava write this as well. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is called what? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He is Kadosh. Yaakov Avinu is called the Kadosh B'Tachtonim. Interesting, what a connection. Rabbeinu is called what? He is called Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Writes the Megala Amukos, Hanasi is Rashi Tevis, an acronym, Nishmoso Shel Yaakov Avinu. Writes the Megala Amukos, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is a Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu, and many others echo that as well. Rabbi is born when? The Gemara says in the end of Kedushin, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Nolan Rabbi. Who is the Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu? Writes there, Rizal Yaakov Avinu was Neskagalos Rabbi Akiva, Akiva and Yaakov. And Rabbi Akiva married Rachel, just as Yaakov, his reincarnate, married Rachel. When Rabbi Akiva dies, who is born? His Mamali Mokel. He is reincarnate. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Nolan Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he too is Nishmosel Shel Yaakov Avinu. He is the Shema Yaakov. Who's the one to teach us? Take your chalik of Yadayim Yadayisav and be mevatel to the Kol Kol Yaakov of the Kol of Shema Yisrael. Who's the one to give us that gift of being in this world, believe this world? Davka Rabbi Yehuda was Torah Gedulah B'makom Echad. He too mastered the Torah. He is the one to do what? To be in this world, but not to be in this world. The Gemara says in the Anaksuvus, Rabbi, after he died, but he didn't really die. He was able to come back and make Kiddush for his family on Friday night. Kilo, he died. Where do we see such a concept? Yaakov Avinu Lomeis? In a certain sense, Rabbi Lomeis, because he was the Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. Hanasi Nishmoso She Yaakov Avinu. He is the one to give us the gift of how to do Kriya Shema. Why? Because Yaakov, his reincarnate, gave us the gift of Kriya Shema. Who is going to teach us practically how to do Kriya Shema? None other than Rabbi Hanasi Nishmoso She Yaakov Avinu, by telling us what? Take the hand, your Yadayim to Esav, be mevatalit to the Chush HaRi'iyah, be mevatalit to the Chelek HaRuchani. That's Rabbi finishing what his predecessor, what Yaakov Avinu did for us. That's the minute that we take our hand over our eyes. We're in this world, but we're temporarily leaving this world. Only then can we fully recognize Achdusa Yisparach Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. Have a great night, and don't forget Shema Yisrael and Kriya Shema Lamita.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.